At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, into the final hour of Coast to Coast on a Pain-Free Friday and for the week as we keep talking about big games, college football, starting tonight, conference title games out the wazoo all night tonight and all day tomorrow.
We certainly do, and we will start with tonight's games for the nine conference championships this weekend. First game of the night is actually the Conference USA title game, which will be Western Kentucky and Jacksonville State. Now, Jacksonville State, this is at their house, Scotty. This is at their building down there. So they'll be having that. They played a week ago, believe it or not. It's 19-17, Western Kentucky beat them, which got them into this game. So that's where we set up here. And this is Jacksonville, Alabama. They are -4.5 right now with a 58.5 total, up from the 57.5 that we had this morning.
Yeah, I think Jacksonville State wins the game and Western Kentucky covers the 4.5.
Close game. I could see it as well. I like the under in this game. It was under last week. It was a tight game, blue-collar type of a game. I think that this number is a little too heavy up in the high 50s. So I'm going to take the under tonight for Western Kentucky and Jacksonville State. Next, let's go to the Mountain West. This is a very big game tonight. UNLV into the blue turf at Boise. This is right now still 4.5, total still 57.5. Oh, there, that's the Tulane game. There you go, Boise -4.5 and 57.5 for the running Rebs. It is pretty much assured that the winner of this game will get the group of five automatic berth into the college football playoff.
Yeah, listen, I want UNLV to win this game, but as a bettor, I got to go Boise State. I think that Boise State will win and will cover on the blue carpet in Idaho at home. They'll get it done, and I'll be left, you know, holding the damage. I like the Broncos to get it done and win. I'm rooting for UNLV the whole night. I'll tell you that much. But I'd bet on Boise.
I'm taking the Rebs. I think they're going to get it done. I think they're going to win the game on the blue turf. Boise's been playing with fire for weeks. All these close, playing close games against worse competition, the Wyomings, the Nevadas. I think this is the week where all of that is going to catch up with them, with a very hungry UNLV team that's going to come into their house and get it done. Third game tonight is the American Conference Championship, which we have discussed quite a bit already today. Tulane is a 5.5-point road favorite up at West Point against Army, total 45.5 in this one. I'm going to go exactly where you've been going. I think that this is a tough spot for Tulane making the trip up to West Point. I know they've done well. This coaching and this team has done well against service academies. They've done well here. And you know what? Maybe they do squeak the game out. But I don't think they're blowing Army out up at their place. I'm going to take that 5.5 with Army tonight.
Yeah, not only do I think Army will cover, I think they're going to win. They're going to win the game. It's going to be like one of the biggest wins in their program's history, and they're going to win that conference championship for the first time. And they're playing in their stadium. It's going to be dark, cold, windy, And they are crazy. I mean, these dudes play like it's their last meal, like they're going to the electric chair. So I always love teams that, you know, have that chip, that have that, like, they will stop at nothing to win. And I think Tulane's walking into a den of iniquity.
I'm with you. Army tonight in the American. All right, tomorrow, six other games for Championship Saturday, including one that has absolutely huge implications for it. The winner of the Big 12 title game will grab an automatic berth to the college football playoff. It will be surprising. Arizona State, 10-2 after being picked to finish last in the conference in the preseason against Iowa State, who, of course, with Matt Campbell, Rocco Becht, and the crew. Here is Kenny Dillingham, young Kenny Dillingham, the head coach of Arizona State, having the time of his life with his underdog team.
This is the coolest thing I've ever been a part of from a team. This is a special team. Like, this is a very, very unique and special football team that we have here. I just think the guys and the work they've put in and the relationships they have with one another is unique in an era where a lot of things are, you know, there's different motives than there used to be. I think our guys' motive being winning and, like, the competitive nature of, like, I just want to win. That is, like, that sounds so fundamental, but, like, there's so many other distractions now. And it's not the guy's fault. And there's nothing wrong with those distractions that, like, whoa, they just want to win?
Well, who doesn't want to win? You know, honestly, like, I don't even know what's happening there. Look, I think he's running into a tough customer tomorrow in Iowa State. And I think Morenci spelled it out brilliantly. They got their top player out of the game. Not even playing. And secondly, their top-rated secondary, top-rated special teams, top-rated kickers. Everything about them is better than Arizona State. They have, like, the same record, but how they got there is a different story altogether. Like, I want Arizona State to win the game, but I think Iowa State's going to beat them.
I'm with you. I think Iowa State's going to win. I think this has been a great story for Arizona State. I think it's been a lot of fun.
Crash
but
landing.
I just think, in a game like this, you know, Iowa State's been a team that's been on the second rung of the Big 12 behind Texas and Oklahoma for years and years and years.
Right.
And now Texas and Oklahoma are finally gone, and they finally make a Big 12 title game. I just got a feeling that Matt Campbell and the crew are going to be able to take care of business. Arizona State is 1.5-point favorite. It was 2.5 the other day, so it's gone down one here. Total has now actually gone up. I'm seeing it this very second. It's 50.5. I'm not sure about all those points. I kind of could lean to the under here, a little bit of a lower scoring game, because I think that's the way Iowa State's going to win. I think if Iowa State wins this game,
you're right,
it's a 20-13, 24-17 type
of
game.
And your top players out, so that hurts your offense horribly.
Yep. Hurts the offense big time. So we're all on the same page for Iowa State tomorrow in Dallas to get themselves into the college football playoff. And Iowa State, if that happens, will be 10-3 conference champions. They should get a bye no matter who wins that game tonight between Boise and UNLV. I don't care. Right. They should be the fourth team that gets the bye. I'll squeeze one more in here, and then we'll do the rest after the break. MAC championship game. I know you always love when Ohio, the Bobcats, get together with the Red Hawks of Miami of Ohio. Let's go here. And this game is at Ford Field in Detroit. Miami of Ohio -1.5, 43.5, the low total.
You know, they played them at Miami of Ohio, and the Red Hawks spanked their ass. They put 30 on them. And if you do it once, do it again. Miami of Ohio, lay it.
I'm going to lay it with Miami of Ohio. And you said there was 50 points scored in that game. I think it was 30-20 was the final when they played. Yeah. And that was outside, a mess. They're going to be inside on the fast track in Detroit. Points over that 43.5 in that MAC title game. Let's go and get some. We'll come back and we'll do the rest. Let's go. We'll do the rest of them. Georgia, Texas, Oregon and Penn State, Clemson and SMU. The other title games on Championship Saturday in college football.
Don't forget about Marshall in Louisiana, the Cajun.
Oh, I can. The raging Cajuns trying to win the Sun Belt title. We don't forget about them ever.
And they're good.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
That's the key, because as we've been talking about all week, these teams have got an extra game to play now. We spent weeks talking about, is it even worth playing in conference championship games because it can hurt you if you lose them? Well, Steve Sarkisian is hoping that the loser of the Texas-Georgia game, both teams are currently in the 12-team playoff, that the loser would not be penalized and fall so far down the rankings if that happens. Here is Sark.
I always kind of chuckle at people, oh, yeah, well, we beat an SEC team this year, but you didn't play it 8 straight weeks. And you didn't have to go play in some of these environments that people have to play in and week out, and you have to deal with the injuries that we have to deal with in our conference. And so the reward to play in a championship
injuries.
Game like this is one that we cherish. But on the same token, I surely hope this year and in the years to come that nobody ever gets punished because they don't come out on top in this game, because it is a real grind. And to earn the opportunity to hoist that trophy is a great one. And I hope that if anything, we get recognized for making it to this game, not getting punished if somebody, for the team that doesn't come out on top.
That'll be you. He's already talking about losing.
He's already getting the statements ready if they do lose this game. Now, let's remember, Georgia's already gone to Austin.
What kind of nonsense is that I just listened to? This guy
is worried
about what's going to happen to his team when they lose. That's exactly what that was.
That's precisely what it was. His team has already got whacked by Georgia once this year. That was in Austin. And now the game's in Atlanta. Texas is favored by 2.5. The total's 49.5 here on Saturday afternoon at the Mercedes-Benz. I think Georgia gets them again, to be quite honest with you.
They beat the crap out of them in their stadium. They went to Austin, Texas, and put a 30-burger on them in their stadium. Now they're playing in Atlanta in front of absolutely a sellout crowd where 95% of the fans are Georgia Bulldog fans. Good luck. Yeah, I'm all over Georgia.
Georgia is 8-4 against the spread as underdogs under Kirby Smart, so they've been pretty good in those spots as well. I like some points in this game too. The 49.5, I would go up. For that one there on Saturday afternoon. I got some more SEC stuff for you later with a couple other guys who didn't make it that are still crying. Marshall in Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns, they will play in the Sun Belt title game. Now, this game is in Lafayette at the home stadium of the Cajuns against Marshall. Right now, -6, flat 6, up from 5.5 earlier today. Total now still sitting at 57.5 from this morning.
Again, Louisiana, I think, has got an advantage here playing at home at Cajun Field. But I don't think they're covering 6 against Marshall. I think they'll win the game by a field goal. That's it. This game's coming down to the wire.
I think it's a tight game as well. I will take the 6 with Marshall on the road in Cajun land and maybe even win the game outright. You never know. Nighttime, we have the Big Ten title game, of course, which will be in Indianapolis. It is Oregon's first year in the Big Ten, and they have already made the title game. They're undefeated as well, the number one team in the country. Let's hear from head coach Dan Lanning. Now, this is like the opposite of what Sark just did. Sark basically started to politic already in case his team loses. Dan Lanning basically says, another game, another chance for another win, bring it on. I'll take it.
I see a lot more pros than cons. For us, it's the opportunity to compete for a championship in a league that's one of the toughest in college football. An opportunity to put, the hard work that you only get so many opportunities to play games. And I value every one of those for our players, the chance to, step out on the field and compete with their brothers. I mean, that's a big positive. You know, the timing of college football right now is a little bit chaotic with all the things that are happening this week. I don't know that that's the most convenient piece, but, you know, if you can adapt to the challenge, you know, what an opportunity.
Listen, this team, here's the deal. Just look at the quarterbacks in this game. And we already know that Dylan Gabriel's better than Drew Aller. That's just all there is to it. Drew Aller was a great star, badass high school quarterback, one of the best in the country. Literally, maybe the best in the country. But at Penn State, what has he done? Like, I don't deny that Penn State is tough. I don't deny that they're good. But that kid at Oregon's better than him. He's more experienced. He's been in bigger games. And he's just flat out my choice. Oregon, lay it. I don't care about Franklin. All I do is look at the quarterbacks in this game. And Oregon's already undefeated and the best team in the country. They're ranked number one. What do you think? That's all a fluke? I mean, this guy's a badass. And Aller, you could beat Aller. You can beat Penn State. How'd they do against Ohio State? That's the only team Ohio State can beat.
James Franklin is 1-16 straight up against top five teams. 1-16. Penn State, the last nine games with Franklin as underdogs, they are 0-9 straight up and 2-7 against the spread as underdogs. They never beat teams that are better than them. And that will not change tomorrow night in Indianapolis.
You got that right.
Smash job. Smash job by the Ducks, Scotty, in Indy. You won't even have to watch this game in the second half. Oregon -3.5, 50.5 is the total. I think they smoke them. Two touchdowns.
Carver
plus.
High is going to be watching the full second season of Tulsa King with Sly Stallone in place of the second.
I gotta watch the first season still of Tulsa King. I still haven't watched any of it. Looks very good. I gotta finish that.
That's a
Cobra
fail.
Kai too.
That's
I got like an episode or
I
two left of Cobra
that.
Kai. Yeah, I got to finish a few things.
Carver High with multiple fails in the same show.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wow, there are rumors flying that it's Ray Lewis's 8th birthday on Sunday, and tomorrow she's having a roller skating birthday bash. And our insiders are seeing from inside, deep within the walls of this establishment, there's been stories surfacing that Carver High will actually be putting on the blades to roller skate to the sweet, dulcet town of disco music from the 70s on Saturday, roller skating down at the rink.
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily going to be disco sounds from the 70s. I believe that we have a Taylor Swift theme for this party tomorrow. But the Blades come out a couple times a year still, so I still get the Blades on from back in the day. Obviously, we don't get to put them on as much as we used to. But yes, we will be.
Do you get a little action going, Carver High? With little.
Well, it's you know, roller skating when the kids becomes tough because you still got little Willie who's trying to
There's
get
injuries.
Out there. You
There's
know,
injuries.
So there's. But when I usually will let go of them both for a few men, try to, and I whip around a few times on my own to get that old feeling back. From when I used to play. So I used to
slip into the ILC podcast and do a reverse, go backwards, do a little backwards.
When the kids are all cleared out from that one, there's one corner down there where a lot of kids don't congregate, and I usually try to get the old defenseman backwards skate going on the other side down there. So we do try to break that out at some point during the day. We'll see if we can acquire any footage from that tomorrow during the birthday party. You never know what
that
could happen.
Would be something else if we got footage.
It would be. We'll see if we can get footage. If I'm not
footage of Carver High skating backwards is worth the price of gold.
It probably is. Our final game on Saturday to talk about is the ACC title game, which SMU, their first year in the conference that they paid to get into, they will go to Charlotte to see Clemson, who has made many appearances in the ACC title game over the last 15 years. All you got to do is listen to Dabo, and he'll tell you exactly how many times they've been to the conference title game.
Our 10th time in this game in 16 years. I know we're supposedly a bad program now, and we're doom and gloom, David. It's all downhill. Everything's terrible. But I think we've been in this game 2 out of the last 3 years. This is our 8th time in 10 years. And I don't think we've gone back-to-back years not being in this game since 13 and 14. So, and I know for all the things that have to change and how we're supposed to be like everybody else, I'd say that's pretty good. You know, 8 times in 10 years. And so really proud of that consistency. And we got 2 goals left, and that's to win the ACC and to win the closer. And if we hit them 2 goals, hey, we'll be national champs.
Oh, well, he's well, lost his mind there. Look, I think they're going to win tomorrow. They're going to beat them, and that's like a home game for them. Literally, it's like a couple hours drive for all their fans. And then everybody coming from Dallas, good luck. I think SMU's had a great season, crash landing. I like Clemson, and I think they'll get it done. They know how to win this game. They've been in this game so many times, make your head spin. And he's a great coach. They're not winning the national championship for Shaq. They have no chance whatsoever. They'll be one and done in that playoff.
Yeah, I think this is very similar. Obviously, Clemson with a lot more experience, but just like with Arizona State and Iowa State, you got the team that's new in the conference, kind of surprised to be there. I think it's end of the road, and it's also going to be for SMU, and I know people are going to get really mad on Sunday because when SMU loses this game, they're probably not going to make it, and they're going to put them right underneath Alabama.
Oh, they're not making it.
Alabama's going to get in.
That'll be the end of that.
And SMU's going to be out.
They're going to go play Miami.
That's it, and that's how it's going to go.
That's what they should do is put Miami against them. I don't care. They didn't play in the regular season in the ACC. Why not put them against each other in a bowl game? I mean, what are they going to put Miami with in a bowl game is what I want to know. They've already screwed them. Why not give them a great
bowl
game test?
Let's get – or do you want to play La Tech again? Can we get La Tech?
It doesn't matter because Cam Ward's not going to play in the game. So
I agree. I don't think he's going to play.
Their season's over. Miami should turn down a bowl bid.
Oh, no. Mario needs that week wherever it's going to be. Yeah, Mario's got to take the crew, the Canes, to whoever they go to in the bowl game. I'll have to see where they're expected to go if they don't make the playoffs.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, here we go. Let me listen to Shane Beamer cry some more. Well, like, you know what? Like, all these guys crying. And I mean, Sarkisian topped the cake. He's crying before he even plays the game that he's going to lose. Well, but, like, I don't want to listen to Big Chest and all these other guys crying about how they're getting shafted. Can anyone just man up and not open their mouth about it and just take it? I mean, just take it.
Now, here's the one thing about Shane here. Now, I thought there's really no reason that South Carolina should be in. That was me. I know there's people that feel differently. Now, this is him. You're not going to like this at all. So I played this late in the show to make sure you didn't get too upset. I think he is specifically calling out Indiana in this because he references you're going to let teams in that didn't beat any ranked teams this year. And he says it like 5 times. And I guess that means Shane has a problem with 11-1 Indiana being in the college football playoff. Here's Shane Beamer.
If you're asking, is there anything to gain by playing in some of these games that you play out of conference, I think it's something that not just us, but every team needs to look at. Because clearly you can go through an entire season, not beat a ranked team, and be in the playoff if you just win. So, I think it's something. I'm a competitor. I love playing in those games. I'm looking forward to playing Virginia Tech in Atlanta next season. But the committee made it very clear that they really don't give a hoot who you beat. Just, you know, don't lose three times and you're in, even if it means you never beat a ranked opponent. Not one. Don't beat a ranked opponent, but just win the games on your schedule and you're in. They made a pretty strong statement about that. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, Alabama lost three games and they're in, coach. So look at your own conference. You lose three there and you're in and you aren't. And it is what it is. Indiana went 11-1 and they lost at Ohio State, which was a massively highly ranked team. They lost once. They beat everyone they put in front of them. They led the nation in scoring. They gave up the fewest points in the country. They're a good football team. I would agree that they will not do well in the playoff. I think they'll be a team that gets beat in the playoff. But you know what Shane can do? Go have a sandwich, you sissy. You lose. You didn't get in. Shut up. It's over. Shut up. It's over.
Have fun at
Go play Miami then in a bowl game, tough guy. You're always right. I mean, I listen to this guy, and he's always right. But you went 9-3. Shut the F up. Like, shut up. They went 11-1. You lose. Shut up. No one cares what you
have
think.
Have fun. Have fun at the Mayo Bowl. This year, or wherever it is that you're going to go to, the Mayo Bowl. Lane's also crying. Here's Lane Kiffin. I actually like this one because he takes shots at the guys on the committee who used to be head coaches. Here's Lane Kiffin.
It's really a bad system. Here you go. You got me going. It's just a bad system. It's a bad system, and you got people in there in place of it, and I don't know. They gave me the list of the coaches today, you know. I mean, those coaches ever been down here in the deep south into these stadiums and played in these games that are on this? So how do they even know? How do they even know what it's like to have to go win in these stadiums?
He's right. He's right. He's absolutely right. There is no denying. Now, listen, there is no denying that the SEC is brutal. But do not give me the rhetoric that the Big Ten isn't brutal or that the Big 12 isn't brutal or that the ACC isn't brutal. I've been hearing how crappy the ACC is in football for the last 15 years, and it's a load of shack is what it is. And I don't know why they have a hair up their ass for the ACC, these committees, but they clearly do. And I think it's because the ACC is so stuck up when it comes to basketball and the college basketball season and the NCAA tournament that they get nine teams in the tournament that – they take it out on the football side of things. The football isn't as good as the basketball, so we're going to treat the football ACC side of things poorly. It's the only thing that makes sense. Why does how in God's name did a Florida State undefeated team, and I hate Florida State more than anything on earth, but how in God's name did they go undefeated and not get in the college football Final Four last year? How is that possible? It's because they can't stand the ACC. They shafted Miami, and they're going to shaft SMU as sure as I'm sitting here when they lose to Clemson. But guess what? Basketball is underway, well underway. And in the ACC, you're going to get about eight or nine teams in the NCAA tournament, whether you like it or not. And they don't like that either. And it's these same asshats that run this committee that get involved in the basketball, too. Like, these guys are geniuses at everything. Christ, I'm surprised they don't do women's softball and women's volleyball tournaments and pick those winners too, and all the girls' sports. I mean, Lane Kiffin's dead right. Bunch of hack-ass, fat-ass losers eating lobster, making decisions, never coached a big game in their effing life. And Shane Beamer can go have lunch and golf with him too. That's sissy B. You wussy.
Shedeur Sanders was named the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year. Travis Hunter was named the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year.
Of course they are. Deion Sanders gets everything he wants.
Deion.
Look what you've done to me. You had to bring that guy on the show.
At least they are going to play in the bowl game, he said. Even though they didn't make the playoff, those guys are going to, and they're going to be top five picks, those guys are going to play in Colorado's bowl game. That's what he says now.
So finally
we'll
someone's going to man up and play.
We'll see.
I give them credit. If they do that, then they are badasses. If Cam Ward doesn't play, he's a capital P too. And he'll go down a couple notches in my book if he sits down. Don't be a wussy. Play in the game.
If they're not in the playoff, which obviously looks like they're not going to be, I can guarantee you he doesn't play in the bowl game. Cam Ward will not be anywhere near that bowl game from Miami.
He should go to your daughter's roller skating party then.
I've already got 23 kids coming. I can't pay for another one. I mean, just
get
please.
Cam
just
Ward he some can play, skates.
Get him an NIL deal over at the roller skating rink, and we'll be okay. One more college football. Lots of coaching news, of course, too, when the season ends. Bronco Mendenhall, who was in New Mexico this year and just missed getting them in a bowl game after they got embarrassed by Hawaii last Saturday. Can you tell I'm upset because I was on New Mexico? But he leaves after 1 year, scurries out the door to go take the job in Logan, Utah State. So from New Mexico
I think he's to
Utah
from there.
State.
He's from there. He's like from Logan. So he's going home. He's just going on. And like, who would want to coach there, honestly?
Well, they are also, just like we said with the guy going to Fresno yesterday, they are also one of the teams that are helping to rebuild the old Pac-12. So, Bob, Utah State will be.
Did you call it the Diarrhea 12? That new conference is so bad. The Diarrhea 12.
There you go. With the college football.
I mean, honestly,
should be a
Fresno
fun weekend.
And Utah State, can you imagine? Can't wait till the schedules come out. I mean, like, who's going to get excited about that conference with those two crappy teams in it?
Can't wait. Of course, hey, they had to get someone to play with Oregon State and Washington State. Whatever. Somebody had to join those two.
I don't have a problem with those two. They stood there and stood up against all the bigs and the NCAA and said, screw you, we're going to do it. And I almost gave you the finger right there on TV. Well, literally, I stopped myself. Did you see it? I was so close to dropping it.
The other side of the coin is that they would have absolutely left if someone offered them to come. So they had really no choice. They had to stay.
Yeah, I'm not sure I believe that. I think the Beavs and Cougs have done a pretty good job in the Pac-12 through the years. Well, and I believe in them.
Now they have friends. Utah State, Fresno State, Boise, they've
Kings.
Got all their friends
I think
coming.
Washington State will win the conference.
Could happen. We'll come back. We have a lot to get through before we leave. I have lots of NBA games tonight. I have college rack tonight, including Indiana's playing tonight in college basketball. And a few other things.
They went 11 and 1, and you went 9-3. At least my team's in it. You won't.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wow, we got a lot going on here. How about some NBA talk on a pain-free Friday as we turn the corner and head for home?
Yes, a few things from last night very quickly because I got a lot of games here. Cavs beat the Nuggets. Joker did pass Magic, third most triple-doubles in NBA history. Cavs continue their great start. Mavs covered that heavy number. Knicks covered that heavy number. Thunder did win in Toronto against the Raps. Grizz beat the Kings. You had that. The Pelicans, we said that line was interesting yesterday. And sure enough, the Pelicans won by a deuce, 126-124. Bulls beat the Spurs big. And we should have did what we usually do. Everyone's out. Should have
taken
the Warriors with everyone out. And instead, they won outright because Kuminga had 33. For the Warriors, they fined Houston's Ime Udoka $50K for that ref tirade that he was on the other night. He always gets involved with the profanity-laced tirade. The NBA is going to return to China for the first time since those Daryl Morey tweets back in 2019. The Suns and the Nets will play preseason games there next October 2025. So back to China.
Very excited.
For the NBA. Everybody's real excited.
There's a lot of great casinos there.
There is, and that's where they will be. All right, let's go tonight. Orlando got to spend a couple days in Philly. Remember, they won in Philly on Wednesday night. They stay there, and we'll play them again. Orlando minus 3.5, 207.5 is the total.
Can we take the Sixers tonight and Maxi and PG and get a cover? Can we get a little love? They play them twice in their building in a week, and they can't beat them. I think they'll beat them tonight.
I think that they'll beat them tonight as well. Next, the Lakers, who are, of course, out on an East Coast road trip. They will be in Atlanta tonight taking on the Hawks. Now, LeBron questionable with the sore foot. We're pretty close to game time. I'm trying to see if they've made any final determinations on that. Considering that it's Atlanta minus 5.5, I'm going to think that maybe they did. Right now, 5.5 for Atlanta, 232.5 is the total.
Yeah, look, the Hawks are on fire. I'm laying the 5. The Lakers trip has been a disaster. They're playing like crap. Give me Atlanta.
It has been a disaster, that's for sure. We'll see if LeBron's going to be out there this evening. The Bucks are in Boston against the Celtics tonight. The Bucks are going to get Chris Middleton back. They've obviously been pretty good. They've won 9 of their last 10. That was after a 2-8 start. I know the Celtics will get Tatum back tonight. They are not going to have Porzingis. He is out. Minus 8.5 for the Celtics, 227.5 the total.
Celtics win, Bucks cover at the Garden.
The Pacers, who have been off to an awful start, are in Chicago against the Bulls tonight, and they're 3.5-point road favorites, 247.5 the total. Look out.
I think it's them because I think the Pacers will win and cover because the Bulls had a wild game last night in San Antonio, right? And high scoring, and they travel. And why are they dogs at home against a team as crappy as Indy's been? They're 9-14. They're awful, and they're favored. They're favored because they're going to win.
They are favored because they're going to win. The Kings are in San Antonio against the Spurs tonight. I know Wemby's a game-time decision for the Spurs. Minus 6.5 for the Kings, 228.5 the total.
Kings win, Spurs cover. I think Wemby will play.
Wemby will play. The T-Wolves are at Golden State against the Warriors. I believe you get everyone back for the Warriors tonight. They just weren't going to play the back-to-back, so they sat last night. Game time for Draymond and Steph. They should be back in there. But the T-Wolves are minus 1.5. Road favorites, 219.5 the total.
Yeah, I'll go to the Dubs at the Chase. They just play fantastic in that building. And if Curry's back, I'm on them.
Curry's back, I'm on them as well. And the Jazz are in Portland against the Blazers tonight. Portland minus 2.5, 225.5 the total. Two of the worst in the league.
I like the Blazers in Rip City at the Moda.
There you go. Your night in the NBA. Of course, next week we're going to have all of those NBA Cup knockout games will start. I think that's Tuesday and Wednesday night before they go to Vegas on Saturday night for the semis. So we have a very exciting week of NBA coming up on Coast to Coast.
Very
college
exciting.
Rack. We do have some games tonight that we can take a look at, including, there they are, the Hoosiers are at home against Miami of Ohio tonight at Assembly Hall. So you have that with a pretty big number for the Hoosiers. Georgetown and West Virginia in that Big 12, Big East thing that's been going on for the last few days. And then you have a straight Big 10 game, Illinois on the road at Northwestern as they are favorites there.
Yeah, look, I like Northwestern at home over Illinois in an upset. I think Georgetown will cover 9. At West Virginia, Georgetown's like 7-1. Give me a little love tonight. And Indiana can't beat anyone by 20. They are soft. They shoot like crap. They don't rebound. They don't hustle. And Miami of Ohio basically has the same record as Indiana. I mean, they've showed up. They're 5-2. Indiana 6-2. I have watched Indiana play all 8 games. I mean, to tell you, I'd rather have the flu than watch this team play. They are lifeless. I mean, Woodson, I don't know, like nobody wants to hustle and rebound. They don't rip and run. They don't do anything. They just take crappy shots and miss them. They suck. Trust me, I've seen them. They suck.
Yeah, they have not gotten out to the start that you wanted, especially after all some of the splashy moves, Balo, et cetera, that they brought in.
Sucks. He's a galoof.
There are some good games this weekend, though, to keep your eye on. I know that you're caught up in the football, but Kentucky and Gonzaga in Seattle, that's late night tomorrow night, Sky. 10 o'clock.
Gonzaga's going to beat them.
Yeah, I would say so. I like Gonzaga in that game as well. You have Butler playing Houston tomorrow, Pitt's playing Virginia Tech,
Houston.
Wisconsin, Marquette. is a good game. Sunday,
Marquette will win.
You have Kansas, Missouri, Duke, Louisville, UCLA, Oregon. So teams playing some early conference games as well.
Kansas will win at Missouri in Columbia. They'll get it done. They're not losing two
both
in a row.
Both teams 7-1 on the year so far. But Kansas is a lot better than Missouri. And you will see that on Sunday, especially off a loss. You will see that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We leave no stone unturned on leftovers.
We never leave any stone unturned over leftovers, that's for sure. Lots of hockey
Everybody
for tonight.
Loves hockey.
First of all, trade news. The Rangers have lost 6 out of 7, and I guess the man to blame is their captain, Jacob Trouba. Now, to be fair, they tried to get rid of Trouba in the offseason, has a no-trade clause, didn't want to go anywhere. I guess they finally sucked it out of him that he had to leave, and they said, if we're going to dump you somewhere bad, how does Southern California sound? And he said, sure. So they trade him to the Ducks, and the Ducks are basically paying all the freight, like his whole $8 million, which allows the Rangers to clear a lot of space to allegedly, according to Kevin Weeks, sign Igor Shesterkin to an 8-year extension worth between $11.5 and $12 million per year. So the goalie will get a lot of money from the Rangers for the very foreseeable future. They're also allegedly trying to trade for Brady Tkachuk. Well, sure, why not? You know, why not? And maybe somebody will help them out and take another bad contract off their hands for nothing, like Anaheim did today with Jacob Trouba. So that was very nice.
Tkachuk. And there's a big difference.
There is a big difference, that's for sure. Here's what you have going tonight in hockey. Washington is in Toronto against the Leafs. You have Seattle, who beat the Islanders' ass at the horse track last night. They stay in the metro area. They go across a few rivers. They'll be at the Rock against the Devils. And the Penguins are at the Garden tonight against those Rangers who made those moves today.
Well, I'll tell you what. The Leafs and Devils will get it done. I'm going to go high-risk Penguins. They've been playing well over the last, like, 8-9 days. I'll take a shot because the Rangers have sucked lately. They lose every game they play. So give me the Penguins.
There you go. Columbus is in Vancouver against the Canucks. Dallas is in Vegas against the Knights. And you have the Wild and the Ducks at the Duck Pond in Anaheim.
Give me Vancouver, Vegas, and the Wild.
Hockey.
Everybody loves
for
hockey.
You this evening. Everybody does love hockey. The A's have cleared the last major hurdles for their $1.75 billion stadium in Vegas at the old site of the Trop. They allegedly had to show everyone in town that they could pay for their half of it. They have done that, and that building will commence now, Scotty, there for the now Athletics and Sacramento, who will soon be in Vegas. So good for them. Manny Pacquiao elected to the International Boxing Hall of Fame, one of the several hundred Hall of Fames in boxing that we have, the International Boxing Hall of Fame. There
Some
are a
good
lot
fights.
Of good fights to There are, look at these fights. Espinoza and Ramirez, Navarrete and Valdez, and these two British guys are fighting that I did a little reading about today. Those guys, that should be a brutal fight with those guys.
I like the champ, Brad Paul's, the middleweight in London fighting. That's going to be a brawl. I like Navarrete and the Espinoza Ribisi. Ribisi Ramirez, they fought. Both of these two other fights have fought before. So the guys that hold the belt stole them from the champs. So, you know, let's face facts. Ramirez was the champ. Valdez was the champ. They both lost their belts, and now they're fighting against these guys. Those fights are going to be kick-ass this weekend.
And last thing for me, Coco Gauff is the world's highest-earning female athlete for 2024. She took in over $30 million.
That's crazy.
This year. Caitlin Clark, I believe, was 10th. At just over $12 million, and like 11 of it were endorsements, obviously. My girl Nelly Korda, the golfer, was, I think, 8th or 9th. She made like $14 million bucks, and mostly it was tennis players, to be quite honest with you.
Very exciting. Frella finish. Wojbaum reveals he has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. Get your PSA. Get your prostate exam. If you're over 45 years old, do it every year. You do not want any part of the silent killer. A 7.0 earthquake hit Northern California yesterday, starting tsunami warnings. Over 5 million worth of cars stolen over the last couple of months at the Dallas airport. Organized crime ring stealing cars at the Aeropuerto. Unbelievable. A mom left 4 young kids home alone with moldy food and human feces on the floor. Mother of the year right there, Carver High. University of Iowa frat suspended after 56 pledges were found in the basement during a hazing episode. Unbelievable. The serial killer dubbed Miss Cyanide smiles as she's handed a death sentence. Nothing. She's afraid of absolutely nothing. Cyanide. Believe me, GTD is not. Get my app. Search Pharrell. You'll find it. Have a great weekend. Enjoy all the time. See you Monday on Coast to Coast.